knowing that. Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of burn. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I'm deep rain, lot of slime. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 278 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mr. Prime and Mal Davis in the building. Episode 278, we are talking the schedule release. Obviously, we did some charity work on Thursday. We did a joint podcast on Thursday with Barchard and the boys, Vince Quinn. Had a good time over there. Shout out to E for helping with the event that we did at the Top Tomato. Did very well. Had a good time with the folks out there. Had some really great gifts, and I think a lot of people were surprised. I think Prime was, you were in for some of those gifts.
Yeah.
What, I ended up, what was your favorite one?
My favorite one was actually the Randall Cunningham jersey, man. I was really hoping to go ahead and cash
out
on that.
Shout out to Mitchell Ness for donating that one.
Yeah, and the Devontae Smith helmet. That was pretty nice, but you know what I mean? I think her name was Bianca. She ended up walking away with that piece.
Well, there was a Maxi jersey that I wanted as well. That would have been nice as well. I think overall it was a good time. The Eagles Autism Challenge is coming up, but we'll get into that a little bit later. On today's show, we're going to have the man behind Philly Sports Trips, shout out to Vince. He's going to be telling us about some of the future trips as we talk about the schedule. I mean, to some people, the schedule release is like exciting times. They live for it. For me, that's draft season. But I think just in general, like people that want to travel and go hang out and meet folks throughout the season and just live it up on the road, I think it's really kind of cool to figure out where you're going to go and where you're going to be at. We're, as a podcast, we're still trying to figure out where we're going, where we're going to be. Some people are asking me, I'm like, we're going to be at games. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to be at games. But overall, I mean, the schedule release is a thing and we are going to talk about it. Shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn, because there's this thing called work and that's a thing that he's working on right now. But shout out to him and showing him love. But overall, just before we get in the schedule, I mean, any takeaways from the schedule so far?
Nah, I mean, it's just exciting that it's here. You know, it's getting closer. It's one step closer to the season, just knowing who we're going to be facing, what kind of fun, you know, us boys, the Fourth and John boys, are going to be having going on some of these away trips. Definitely the home games. You know, we got 5 primetime games this season. So, you know, Club John is going to be popping. So, I mean, like, just hearing it, you know, come this past week, just the excitement is there, man. I mean, Ma, how you feeling?
Yo, it's the we about to go undefeated, you feel me? Yeah. About to go 17-0 in these streets. 16-1. No, just playing, man. I'm excited. This is gonna be the first club, Fourth and John, that I've been to. So that'll be lit. It'll be fun to be out there, man, just around the people again. I actually haven't been to a tailgate in a minute because of COVID and all of that stuff. So it'll just be dope to be around the people again. Glad that the event went well. I wasn't able to pop through in person because I work. Same thing that got her caught up now. But yeah, I'm just excited, man, you know, to see the schedule. I don't really see any games that I'm like, oh, man, that's an automatic L. So right. That excites me, too, you know, again, because the team is just in a much better space from a skill and talent standpoint. You know, we still got a big CB2 to land, but we get that in place and then bang, bang, boom, you know, things is going up.
Going up. On a positive note, I feel like we're going into the season with a solid team. And we're just adding pieces, sprinkling in the draft picks. Very excited about our draft selections. I think we're the perfect blend of veteran talent and budding talent. And we have guys that, like, you talk about the, let's see. I mean, there's Hassan Reddick, you know, the players that are, like, could be game changers for this team that are often we forget to talk about. didn't even mention AJ Brown. We have everything lined up for a perfect season. And the fact that you have five games in primetime means that people do want to watch the Eagles in primetime.
Absolutely, yep. Man.
How many the Cowboys got? Because there's been a lot of Cowboy hate on the timeline. I'm going to keep it 100. They be like, oh, the Eagles. Yo, we not even talking about y'all, yo. And I know some of y'all probably your brother at, man. You know what I mean? Because these Cowboy talking haters, man, they mad that they not getting the love the Eagles getting. We out here, man. People really want to see the Birds play. And that excites me because I remember when that wasn't the case, right? Like, we had some lean years around here. And so to see this and to be able to get excited about the talent, about the primetime games, about being able to party with the 4th and John boys, like, come on, man. What more can you ask for?
I mean, look, man, baseball for off two things you guys both mentioned. Gail mentioned in the fact that, you know, we got AJ Brown. We got a solid defense now. You know what I mean? Mo, you talking about, like, yo, this is our season, you know what I mean? It's hyped up. Things are pretty much getting put into perspective for us to go ahead and have a great season. So it is our time to shine. You're right, man. You know what I mean? I got tired of hearing about the Cowboys this, Cowboys that. It's not just the Cowboys, though. There's other teams, but, I mean, focusing on the Cowboys because they're in our division. They've been getting the spotlight for the past few years. Man, scratch that. It's our time now, you know what I mean? Like, our time to go ahead and shine. Things are just set up perfectly for us. I'm excited, man. I'm excited to go ahead and see these guys put in their work. I'm excited to go ahead and bring that bragging back that we had a few years back then. You know what I mean? It's time to bring it back. And you know me, man. I'm bound and ready to let this shit loose. Like, it's our time to get
back. Talk that talk, Prom. Talk that talk.
Now, shout out to the people in the chat. Shout out to Mark. He says it's Taco Tuesday. I think Prime might be
upstairs. It's upstairs. Yeah, I'm already three tacos in.
Yo, I had three this morning, bro. I'm with you.
I'm already three tacos in.
Shout out to George. Shout out to Jordan. He says, what's up, fellas? I'm so ready to tailgate with y'all again. I'm loving the schedule. Mark from Oregon checking in. Paul says, welcome to the Eagles. Josh Hammond, a wide receiver who was claimed from the Jaguars.
Earlier today. Yep.
Tommy talking about Jesse Bates coming this way. Forcing a trade out of Cincy.
Eyeball emojis, yo. What's good?
Shout out to Charles. Shout out to Brad. Oh my God, bro. I'm that Pat Beverly on Florida. How Pat Beverly, man.
He's on fire.
Very entertaining. Now talk about something that's entertaining. Let's look at this the schedule, man. I mean, let's get into it. I mean, talking about Detroit. Detroit is the first game up of the season.
I think,
preseason aside, Jets, Eagles, Dolphins. Nothing too exciting there. But the Lions, you're talking about a 1 o'clock game on September 11th in Detroit. I've never wanted to go to Detroit so bad in my lifetime. Besides listening to, you know, the sweet sounds of Motown, that'd be kind of cool. Some people are like, the 8 Mile. I'm really going to Detroit just to represent for our Birds and Birds fans and really see it in person, see it all come together and come to fruition. I think that is I'm chalking that up as an L. But I mean, I don't like to, you know, this whole schedule thing, people take that shit seriously. I don't like to put anything out.
We smoking them, negative. Go ahead and stand on your business, man. We're going to be
lying. When I say everything goes undefeated this season.
Stand on your business, man. We good.
Listen, Josh Goff a couple years ago.
Jared Goff ain't put no fear in nobody's heart in several years, man. So we good over there, bro.
I agree with you, man. Jared Goff is definitely not that dude to be worrying about. You know, yeah. I mean, I'm seeing some of the comments. You're right. Lions have improved, but they haven't improved enough to go ahead and beat us on that first game of the season. Understand, we are fucking hungry. All right, it's our time, Lions. Put that one to the side. That's a W. Yeah, I'm calling that right now. That's a W.
We good. We don't even got to harp on that one. That's a dub. Shouts out to the D though, man. They got a lot going on in the D. They're trying to revitalize it. They're doing a lot of work around educators and diversity and education out there too. So I respect that. But they football team about to get washed. So, you know, they just gonna have to hold that.
It's okay. Again.
Yeah. Another year of Detroit getting again. Washed in football. Like, it is what it is.
Have y'all fun now because it's going to come back to reality.
Now, I'm moving right along to the schedule here. I mean, look, we got the Vikings. Talk Smart about man. Skull. I think I don't think they've recovered from that the thrashing that they received. And then not only did they get embarrassed,
I know. I was looking for him. Where you at? Where
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, there yeah. he is. Look, he got 25 yeah. on the 50. Who are you calling out, bro? Are you calling me out? You calling Gail out? You calling my boy Mar? Who are you calling out?
He comes in with those weak bets every year. Yeah, he doesn't, you know, until I see a streaking bet, I don't want to hear nothing.
Oh, wow.
Like,
William, what you talking about now, William?
But like, I was talking about the skull. Not, I mean, I do have some purple in the background, but I'm not repping them. But we actually won a Super Bowl on their field. So like,
sick, yo.
So it is what it is.
We gonna beat them too. That's easy. Kirk Cousins, come on.
Hey, we ain't never gonna forget. They started this shit by stepping on our steps the way they did, bro.
Yep. They came here with shit. All of that energy.
Yeah, they started this shit. So just always remember, that's always gonna be on the back of my mind. So anytime we play Minnesota, just know you guys were the ones that started this shit.
They did start. They did start this shit. Talk about someone who started some shit. Shout out to Vince who started Philly sports trips over here. I know you're a busy man. You're running around town. I mean, this is your you know, for me, it's draft season. For you, it's schedule release season.
Bro, he's got the Roger Goodell look going on right now.
How are you feeling?
Guys, I am all Arizona'd up today. That's why I'm wearing Ertz.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks for having me on. It's good to see you all.
Now, tell us a little bit about Philly sports trips. I mean, like, how did that evolve? And where are you today? That, you know, I mean, it's growing and growing as we speak.
Yeah, Gail. I tell people all the time, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up. You know, I started when my wife met me. I was working at a deli. I became an aerospace engineer. I became a project manager, and then I quit that to run trips for Eagles and Phillies and Sixers and Flyers and Union. It was just a passion project that kind of exploded, and it was the people traveling with the fans, seeing, you know, that experience and them wanting more of it. And it just kind of morphed overnight from a hobby to a business. The real moment was last summer when we had 100 fans go to Chicago and Boston for the Phillies. So they got to go to Wrigley Field. They got to go to Fenway, and, you know, 110 fans, baseball fans. And they said, well, what's your next baseball trip? And we didn't have one. So we said, okay, spring training, 7 months away. We usually post it in 3 or 4 months. They said, no, we want to sign up now. So I got on my computer. I set it all up. And before we got home back to Philly, 50 people signed up for spring training. So I think what we realized was there was a need in the market for this type of travel experience, all-inclusive, you know, premium options, hotel, flights. And Philly fans are passionate, man. So, you know, it started out with the Eagles. We do the bus trip to Washington every year. My wife's an event planner. She has the history with hotels. And we just kind of put it together. And we, you know, it's like that whole thing. Like, you don't need to be great to get started, but you got to get started to be great. We just kind of started it. And, you know, how do you charter a flight? I don't know. Let's give it a try. How do you, you know, I gave all the hotel contracts to my wife. I said, you work at a hotel. Tell me what I should be circling. And we just figured it out, man. And we made a lot of mistakes, but we don't usually make them more than once. And then the thing that really helped us is surrounding ourselves with good people. People like you guys, people like Fourth and John. But that's the long answer. We're crazy fans and we kind of fell into it.
Yeah. I mean,
Let me ask you a question real quick, bro.
Sure.
I had a Third Lap podcast, and so a lot of times when I get people on there, I want them to kind of like immerse themselves in a moment. So tell us how it feels to be living your dream, right? That you went, you gave up all of these other things you could be doing, and you immersed yourself in your passion project. You tapped your wife in. You chose the right people to help you get to where you're going.
Sure.
But yeah, get us excited, man. Like, talk to us. How does it feel to be doing what you love, bro?
We've been talking about the leap, and the leap was for years about when I was going to leave a nice job that I really liked working for someone else and then do this full time. And I used to tell people, you know, it's a leap over, you know, a 20, sorry guys, it's been a long day. So in the last 5 days, by the way, 18, 19 hour days, building schedules.
There you go.
Today we just launched our Arizona trip with our hotel, but I'm struggling a little bit. But what I was going with is a 20 story building, and it was rooftop to rooftop. And, you know, at one point it was just like, I was running towards the other rooftop, and it was time to jump or fall off. And last summer I just went for it. It's the scariest thing I've ever done, but it's also the best thing I've ever done. Yeah. You know, you wake up in the morning and you got to do what's the most important things for the business. And it went from survival mode in the business to how do we thrive? You know, how do we create these experiences for people like John Dorenbos in Las Vegas, and having E-Rock out to Vegas last summer and doing our tailgate, having Charlie Manuel talk to our fans. So I advise everyone to do it. You know, the biggest thing is, how can you tell your kids to follow their dreams if you don't follow yours? You can always go back, you know? So I wanted to give this a shot, and, you know, this might be my only season. Who knows, guys? I might be back in a shirt and tie and working, you know, on helicopters again next season. So let's enjoy this one.
Listen, you did it, though. You took the jump. You took the leap, man. Like you said, you could look at kids in the eyes and say, Daddy did it. I went for the leap.
Yeah.
You could always work for somebody else, right? Like, that'll always be an option. But gambling on yourself is a beautiful thing, Ben. So that's what's up, man.
Yeah, respect.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Speaking of gambling, if you're a betting man, we just talked about the first two games of the season, with the starting off with the Lions and starting off with the Vikings. Are those two dubs for you right off the bat?
I think they are. I mean, it's almost like I haven't done it yet, but you look at the schedule and you're like, oh man, how do they lose this game? You know, like leading up, there we go. Yeah. Leading up to the bye week. I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but I mean, I would say 4-2, anything less than that would be kind of upsetting for, you know, up to week 6.
No, we 6-0, yo. We're going to go ahead and stand on business. 17-0 season, Super Bowl, we running it. We're going to be the first team to go undefeated the whole way since the 72 Dolphins. Come on, baby. Now's the time to be optimistic. Talk your talk now. Like, and then when the game, you start catching losses and heart palpitations, that's when you come back to reality. But like Prom said earlier, man, this is the time to be overly ecstatic and optimistic, man. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, I haven't felt like this since 17. So you know, I mean,
I mean, I'm not the only one.
I'm keeping it 100. But now here I'm back, bro. Like, I mean, they giving me a reason. Yeah. They ended up beefing up their defense. Yeah. Their offense is ready to go. We still got a couple things that we have time to go ahead and do. And then once that happens, bro, it's set. Nobody's messing with us, and I'm gonna talk that talk. So talk just get ready for it. That's it.
Stand on that business.
Just get ready for it, man.
The other day, I was just like, because that 2017 season was behind the trenches. I mean, the trench warfare was solid. I mean, you're talking about an offensive line and a defensive line that, on paper, they look good. So, you know, with that being said, moving right along to the Washington Commanders.
That's on my birthday too. Smoking them boys. I can't wait to smoke that West Pack, baby.
Happy birthday.
Washington Commanders. This is a team, not only is the Washington Commanders, but this is a squad who is going to be led by some guy you might know. His name is Carson Wentz, who is said to have circled this on his calendar. Is Carson Wentz ready? Is Carson Wentz ready for the Philadelphia Eagles?
What's about to catch
up? Is Carson Wentz ready for Carson Wentz?
Facts. Or is Carson Wentz ready for the pass defense and not throw pick sixes to end games? That's the real question.
Listen, man. I mean,
my question is, guys. If you were me, how many buses would you have reserved for this
All
game?
The buses.
You might want to get 3 buses.
I was saying 3 myself. All I was saying buses. Three myself.
How many can you get your hands on?
You got exactly. six buses.
Is that the better way to say it?
Hey, listen,
I rented six buses
up.
Today. Double 300 up, tickets through the Commanders, guys. There I'm dead go. Serious. 300. So lower level corner right above the Eagles tunnel.
Okay.
And DC is man. Jumping birthday too, party. Man. Yeah, like out there, DC is jumping. Listen, I might have to talk to the wife.
Yeah, we
like,
listen. We take over when, every time we go to Washington. We take over every time we go to Washington. So that's never a problem, man.
I mean, everyone's just gotta stay safe. That's besides it. Besides the doo-doo water and the falling out of the stadium.
You gotta watch all
head on the stadium.
Head on a swivel, Prime.
You don't know what's gonna drop, what's gonna fall, what's gonna snap, who's gonna fall. Man, we had guys falling on their faces. It was bananas that day.
You gotta steer clear of the owner. Don't get too close to him because he a live cannon too. He might just reach out and try to grab you up. So you gotta be careful.
I tell you what, a lot of the shit talking that day was mainly more with the security people than with actual fans. Like that was a great time. At the end of the day, that security guard didn't say nothing to nobody. We were just walking by.
Yeah. Oh man, I remember him.
Yeah, exactly, man. It was a great time, man. It was, you know, what I mean, the trip. It was a good time.
And, Vince was sitting right behind us at the game, very excited. We were all pretty geeked up, and there was points in that game we were all nervous. I remember taking a screenshot of Prime and Evan. And they were like so concerned that we were going to catch the L that game. We came out and got the W. We ended up meeting the team after the game. Shout out to Coach Sirianni and Hurts for being so, you know, first of all, he just sidestepped people falling out of the thing. Didn't get hurt, then lifted those guys back up. That's the kind of dude that is leading the way for us.
Yes, leadership.
Moving right along here. We have the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's not only it's a reunion for, you know, seeing some old heads that we've seen. Yeah. We're talking about Carson Wentz. Now we're going up against Doug P at home, October 2nd, 1 o'clock game. How are we feeling about the Jaguars and Dougie P coming in home? Are we caught in a little of, you know, you got us a Super Bowl. I don't know how to feel or.
At the end of the day, it's always respect because you got us our first chip. You know what I mean? But a couple years after that, you started getting figured out. Everybody was able to figure you out in this NFL league. So I hate to tell you, we going to figure you out, bro. We already going to know your game plan. So consider that one another W because we're going to shut that one down. All right. But Dougie P always got love with us because, you know what I mean, you made the one thing that – a lot of people didn't think we were ever going to do. You made it happen. So I'm always going to be grateful for that.
Yeah. My thing is that could be a potential trap game, right? Between the Commanders and the Cardinals, right? Like you always have those games where you celebrating what happened last week. And then you looking ahead a week and the Jaguars are a team that might surprise some folks, right? Like, you know, they had some injuries that hit them. They were also the most dysfunctional franchise last year with the absolute joke of a head coach. If all else fails, Doug Peterson is somebody that folks gonna rally around. So, you know, for me, I don't think that the Eagles lose that game, but it's also the NFL and anything can happen. These are the best athletes on the planet. So, you know, anything can happen if they could figure it out. But like I said, I mean, I'm 17-0. I stand on business. So if that's the case, we beat the Jaguars clearly, right?
Happy. And listen, you're right. They're going to figure it out. By all means, they will figure it out, but not on week five. Yeah. Go figure it out the next week.
Vince, we got a W from you, Vince?
Yeah, it's a W. Yeah, I think we should meet Dougie P at like an ice cream place around the city
that'd
or something.
Dope.
Give him some ice cream. Welcome him back.
Hello, love to Doug Peterson, man. Hello, love to Doug Peterson.
Mark says free ice cream for everyone. Mark, if you want to bring the ice cream from Oregon, let us know. Maybe Oregon Duck.
Probably got some good ice cream too.
Oregon Duck flavor.
No, all different colors. They mess with all colors.
You
up
can
there,
keep
man.
That. bring that flavor.
Moving right along, we have the. Let's see. We have the
Cardinals.
This is the Arizona Cardinal game. We're going out to Arizona. Perhaps
are they playing in Arizona this year.
they might. They might. I mean, are we excited about that game? I think it's going to be hot.
Yeah. It's gonna be nice. It's like 94 degrees, I think, is like the average temp in Arizona on October 9th. Our hotel has 9 pools. We have a beach, sand beach, and we have a 30-foot water slide. It's going to be ridiculous. 4th and John is coming. You guys are invited if you didn't know. We got flights, hotel, awesome tailgate. E-Rock is going to be our DJ that day. That's going to be the best one, guys. Scottsdale. We got a golf tournament out there raising money for Lisa's Army, which is an awesome charity local to Philly. So I can't tell you how many hours we've put into that.
That's what awesome.
You say? I say I'm looking forward to getting my Tiger Woods on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. You got some golf?
Charles Barkley out
Hell
there.
Hell no, man.
That man about to be slicing and dicing on that.
I will be calling for the whole game. Oh.
Yo, I don't know how to play golf. That's one.
Golf is bad fun. You gotta learn. I'm not very
it's
good.
Fun,
I used to caddy. Golf is a heck of a game.
It's fun, excellent. But it's hard when you're a baseball player trying to swing a golf.
Yeah,
I'm swinging absolutely. That thing like if it's a bat, man, and then I'm good.
Nah, that's not the same.
Yeah, it's definitely not
so
the same.
I might organize a nice 4th and John golf lesson at the that weekend at the clubhouse.
Look, Vince, look grab some beers boys,
and we'll
man.
Swing some clubs and
see, that's the fantasy. Where's Evan at, man? Because he would have got a snapshot of that.
I can hit golf balls though. I'm not bragging or anything. But
you hit them straight? Because you're very vague about hitting golf balls. I think,
hey, bro,
I don't know if that's the
bro. Problem. I'm an athlete. Okay, I'm an athlete.
Hitting balls is only part of it.
But I do think this Eagles Cardinals matchup. I think it's it could be one of the tougher matchups we've had. Issues with them in the past, but I think you know, I think our defense is much better. And this is a lot of the things I say are all due to the fact that I feel very confident about our defense up front.
Defense, and I agree.
You get us Bradbury, or that's even you know just get us a serviceable number two corner, and I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this defense, I think we take this one.
I just had a vision of N'Kobe Dean running, whatchamacallit, down the quarterback down in space. Kyler Murray and just lifting my man. Where he going? He going to hit him to San Francisco, bruh. He going to wake up in San Fran. He thought he was in Arizona. Come on, man. This is a team prepared to make some noise. If the thing about it is, always the caveat is injuries, right? Like this is a game, especially playing 17 games where like injuries collect and add up over time. But if this is a team that can stay healthy and even injuries at certain key positions, like defensive line where they're deep, O-line where they're a bit deeper, like maybe that's okay. But like in some of those thinner places like cornerback, like injuries are really a be the thing. But if they stay healthy, this could be a very dangerous team, man.
I think somebody in the chat said that they bought a N'Kobe Dean jersey.
I saw that.
I like that. I like that. That's not bad. I'm with that.
Now, Bob from
hang out with Jordan Davis, guys. Can't wait to see Jordan Davis play, man.
Yeah,
he just signed a deal for it at a burrito spot. I forget the name of this type of burrito, but his order. What if you get his order? It's double whatever that burrito order is. So double the beef, double the whatever the stuffing. He just signed that deal, I think, yesterday. So.
Nice.
I don't even know where the restaurant is, but it's a burrito spot.
Is it vegan burritos though? Because we need to keep him down at 320 to 325. All that double triple meat, man. We can't have him at 370, bro. That ain't gonna work for us.
I still need to see that neck. If that neck is still visible, we good.
Now moving right along. Let's go down. This is the Cowboys. It's Cowboys week, October 16th.
Let's go.
William,
where you at, William?
Yeah. No, let me start this off, man. I want my brother to hear me out, man. You ain't taking advantage of us this year. All right, playing the second or third week of the season. You ain't catching us off guard. All right, we're going to be ready for this game. This is going to be a very, very exciting game because so much shit y'all been talking the past couple years. And I ain't going front. Y'all owned us the past couple years. Y'all got that. But you know what? The tables are turned, baby. It's our year. You're going to hear my mouth this time, bro. All right, forget that. Cowboys is not winning this game. We're going to be ready. We're going to be prepared. And, yo, watch that defense come for that ass. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Let's very go. Confident. That's a night game. That is.
That's all right. That's what's even better.
Sunday
that's
night.
Even better.
8:20.
Excited about
at long home tailgate.
At home, we finally got our first game at home. Game.
Are you a big night tailgate person, Vince?
People will be falling asleep out there, bro.
I like it because I can show up to your tailgate, go visit another one, hey, and that's start cool. my own.
There you go. Up. You gotta take a break here and there, bro, and just know that we got you. You know what I mean? We'll hold it together.
I feel like I think usually it's you know we've had a rough patch with the Cowboys. Yeah. If I'm being honest, I'm like I can't say we haven't, but I feel like this at home. This would be a perfect opportunity to break out the new night jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, black jerseys.
Come on.
Hey, RSNY. Stay right there. We'll be coming for that ass in a minute. All right. We'll be back.
Amen.
Yo, Kelly got a question for you, Prom. She said, what happened to your brother for him to be a Cowboys fan?
Oh, that's
I told Kelly to do. I have no problem telling this story over and over again. Mom dropped him. It's that simple. All right, mom dropped him a few times. It's all good. You know what I mean? So it happens.
She shook the sense John loose, and then he was like, "Oh, Cowboys." I said, "That makes sense."
Yeah.
I got you, bro.
Birdman said, "Prime is drinking that Kool-Aid."
We all, hey, man. I'm drinking. Yeah, that.
I'm drinking it.
17-0 Kool-Aid, brother.
Moving right along, we don't want to spend too much time on the Cowboys here because they stink. Now we got the Steelers October 30th, at 1 o'clock game. That you know, first and foremost,
we got a bye the 24th.
Yeah, don't forget the bye.
You know what's so you know what's so special? Well, hold up. You know what's so special about this bye? It falls on my wife's birthday. No Eagles involved. I get to spend the whole time with her.
Okay.
So it plays out perfect. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So I'm really thrilled about the bye. You know, because now I don't have to
You
don't have to hear about it and catch an ass whooping.
Hey, maybe you can do a tailgate.
My wedding
for...
anniversary. So nice. I get the same, man. I get last year for the wedding anniversary, we flew to Vegas with 300 Eagles fans. Yeah, so this will be a little bit more quiet.
She wasn't trying to have that shit last year, man. Yeah, I tried, but
facts. Now talk about the bye. Do you think the bye week's a little bit too early? Is that week 7? We're in week 7 during the bye?
Nah, I'm okay with it, man.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
I like it.
You guys like it? Okay.
My thing is those week 4 byes, right? Like those joints are
those are too early. Yeah,
that's tough.
Yeah, I feel bad for those teams that get it the very first week. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it's gonna come back around and bite us in the ass 1 year, but. I'm not ready for it yet.
No, this is the Pennsylvania Bowl. This is a battle for Pennsylvania. We're bringing in the Steelers. This is a 1 o'clock game. Let me tell you at first, I don't like 1 o'clock games. Way too early for me. That means we're getting up to tailgate at 5:30, getting down at the gates at least by like 6 and some change. And then there'll probably be like 30 dudes in line. Like, I got here first. I was here at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what you're dealing with. So anytime we get early games, that means the tailgates are a little compact and a little rushed a little bit. So I feel like, but Eagles versus Steelers, how you guys feeling about this one?
I hate to say it, but I think this is a loss.
Whoa.
This is one of the losses. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. That math don't add up. How are we going 17-0 and losing, dog? I thought you was winning.
I think I'm a 12 and 5.
I'm a 12 and 5
kind of guy. So this is a loss for me, unfortunately.
I feel like it depends on Kenny Pickett, right? Like if he comes out the gates hitting right away, I could see it because you know that defense is going to bring it every year. But if he's showing like some early signs of still being a rookie and we could take advantage of his inability to maybe read some more complex defenses. Could go either way. Pittsburgh is always a tough out, right? Like the AFC North forever has been one of the hardest divisions to play against and play in. So,
But just the fact that Big Ben is not there, it kind of opened up a little bit to have lean.
Might help him.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that too. You're right, man.
He was taking over my thread, bro.
I'll be very confident and say we whooping that ass.
Now you confident about this one, but you was on the fence the whole damn time up to now.
We whooping that ass. Like,
look at you. Stand on business.
All right. What quarterback?
He finally took a sip of the juice.
Right. An hour into the podcast, now he souped up. Now he geeked up. Okay.
Because we talk about quarterbacks. I'm like, yo, no quarterback from the Steelers right now scares me.
I mean, Pickett.
Not scary.
And play football.
It's a rook. Football, man.
It's a rook. It's a rook.
This team that we're talking about, we feel like it's juiced up. We got some juice. Like,
yeah. I ain't say that. You know where I'm standing.
See, Todd, shout out to Todd. Shout out to Todd in the chat. Todd in the chat says, Pittsburgh is not beating us this year. Sorry.
Yeah. I hate Pittsburgh. I hate the Steelers, to be quite honest. So I'm always rooting against them.
Paul from London says, if Pickett comes out firing,
that's the same thing.
But because of him being a rookie, we could get the win. And then he's also an Eagle fan, so he could all easily chalk this one up and catch an L for the culture. No,
no, he's gonna catch an L, but it's not gonna be for the culture.
Kelly says, Claypool is too worried about TikTok. These are also facts as well. Small hands,
fingers, Pickett,
yeah. Small hands Pickett.
I don't like that nickname.
Moving right along. We have the let's see. Is it
the Colts?
Did I skip a game?
Did you?
No.
You zoomed in.
Oh, Texans.
The Texans.
Well, yeah. Yes, sir. November 3rd.
And Washington.
8:50. Yep.
Texans, Eagles versus
Thursday
Texans.
Night football. 8:15 PM kickoff.
That's the next one?
Yeah.
That's the next one. November 3rd.
All right.
It's one of my reasons I think that they'll potentially lose the Pittsburgh game, because they're going to be on the road a couple, you know, the next day going down to Texas, and it just feels like it's a trap. But I think they win this game.
If you lose to the Texans, you got to reassess your life.
I've heard some people say this is L too. The Texans on Thursday.
Stop.
How?
That's what I said. I said the Davis same Mills thing. I said, how?
He's the guy.
How?
Nah, bro.
How?
We're not doing that.
I mean, if we really start dissecting these games, like, things are like in our favor. You got a lot of rookie quarterbacks that are coming into the league that are playing a lot of these games. You got a lot of these teams that don't even have their starters due to stupidity, suspensions, and shit like that. Yeah. So I mean, like, it's in our favor. It's in our favor to actually be 7-8-0 going into this game. I mean, real talk.
To the promised land, you heard.
8-0 going into that game, man.
Shout out to Feast with Pete. He asked, who's going to the Arizona game? We're planning to go. So Feast with Pete said he is wanting to link up with us. So
yeah, Pete said he was bringing out Arroz Con Pollo. Sasson out there to Arizona to get it popping.
The last episode we talked about Feast with Pete's. He made some macaroni and cheese with what do you call it?
Was it crawfish?
Crawfish, yeah.
Ooh.
This guy's a chef out there.
Yeah, he's getting busy, bro.
So, Eagles versus Texans all the way around. W, correct.
I'm a W.
Yeah, Houston is a hell of a city. So shout out to Houston. I love the H Town. Y'all gonna get your football team gonna get smoked.
And but, who do we have next after that? Washington.
Washington, the Commanders.
Washington
yeah.
at home
game
Monday
November
night,
14th, 8:15 PM.
Okay, Washington.
That's a
Washington
win.
Comes home.
Yo,
see, I feel like
I don't think he's gonna be still starting. Sam Howell gonna take over for him by then.
I want to know how he's gonna be received coming back to Philadelphia. Carson Wentz. You know, obviously, you know, the fact that you helped us get a Super Bowl, we always remain near and dear. I know Prime still has some Wentz goodies up on the ceiling. Right?
I don't say no names. There's still people repping Wentz around here. But he's he in Jersey, though. So in the city, we not doing that. Jersey, they still showing a little bit. In the city, we not. That's not.
it's been his story arc. This is because the weird shit, like if you're writing a script right now, this is a perfect story arc because his career has been and now he's got to go back and
twice
play the Eagles not once but twice. Now he's at home and now we have the Wentz stands one part of the.
I don't want to focus too much on it, but let's just say the way he found his way out of the organization is what diminished everything else he did for the organization.
In Europe.
So if you see that fan base. give him hell that day, you got to understand it's just the way you went upon, you know what I mean, leaving the organization. So
I personally don't think they will. You still have people clamoring.
Oh, no, you absolutely do. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole contingent that never let go of
wins. They're not going to be heard that day. That day, they ain't going to be heard. They're not. Unless they, like, right next to you, that's about it.
To hear that, like, Carson was pulling that stuff in the playoffs the year they won the Super Bowl, that really broke my heart as a Wentz fan at the time. And I think that is the one thing that really leaves a sour taste in my mouth on his way out. I mean, if they won the Super Bowl and then he started acting like that because he couldn't handle Foles, you know, winning it all, that's a different story. But the fact that we were on the road to a Super Bowl and he was causing that kind of drama, if that's true, I don't know what you guys think. That's what really turned me off.
I mean, I've heard a lot of things and I did a lot of asking and I did my own personal research and I got some wild stuff back. And then I was very shocked when I first, cause I was like, why am I doing the digging? Cause I, you know, like, cause you're hearing all this stuff on the timelines and you take it back and you're like, all right, how does this sit with me? Let me ask some people who actually know. So I did a lot of asking and it was weird. But either way, it's going to be weird in that stadium, but I think the fans are going to be elevated. Usually they're on Mach 10. It could be Mach 11. When Wentz is there and the you know, he gets that redneck part and the pimples start busting.
The redneck
when he gets very stressed,
when he gets flustered,
you could see it in the neck area. So I really want to see him be, you know, red in that area.
Hold on, I just want to say the city of Philadelphia owes Alshon Jeffrey an apology though, because when he snitched on Carson Wentz and like came out and was talking to Josina Anderson about all the things that were going on, and this city turned on that man. Like, he was a rat fink, he was a liar, he was all of these things. And in the end of the day, let's keep it a buck. Like, he was right. Like, he was telling the truth, right? And all these years later, we get the real truth of what happened with Carson Wentz. And it's like, Alshon, I know you're listening because you're always tuning in, so respect to you for listening. yo, we owe you an apology, bro. We sorry from the city of Philadelphia that they did you like that, because you were right. You know,
Carson Wentz, man, that was
cold what he was doing.
Yo, he apologized. I ain't apologizing.
Yeah, that's the jersey. That's the jersey.
I don't care.
Philadelphia, we love you over here. Don't go to Jersey, though, because they might do you dirty around
here. It had nothing to do with you snitching. It's just how you gave up. Like, you just don't even want to play football.
Yeah, not when you got Carson Wentz above your head, but you talking about Alshon Jeffrey quitting on the team. No, nah, hold on.
Yo, man.
What you mean when you said that?
Hey, you know. Prime gave me Alshon's jersey, actually.
Nice. Okay. All right, Prime. You redeemed Prime. You good now.
You know, I'm using it for scraps or something.
No.
No, I love Alshon.
Alshon, turn it off right now. I'll be slandering you.
I had the whole Alshon 316 thing going, so much so that shout out to Britt, who got that tattooed on her arm. That you don't remember, I put out Alshon 360 and I actually wrote out a little Bible verse.
Okay,
it's a long story, but we'll move right along because you guys look lost.
Okay.
Moving right along on the schedule here. Let's see. We are at where are we at? This is where things could get interesting here.
Colts, right?
I think things could get interesting here. I feel like this is the big Matt three. Matt the Ryan. Big three. We got the Colts, we got the Packers, and the Titans.
We worried about Matt Ryan.
Talk that talk, Prime.
I'm just talking about teams that we kind of played some teams that are ass.
But I mean, like, I don't even feel like that.
Yo, the Colts are ass, dude.
They shouldn't even be in that category. Now, when we get to Green Bay, that's something different. When we get to Tennessee, when we get to the Giants, no.
You said the Giants.
So come on, man. Yeah, because I mean, I know we got some New York fans that are tuning in. I appreciate y'all tuning in.
You know, the Colts. I think that the Colts are a better team with Matt Ryan.
Nah, chill.
But anyways, together in week one last year in Atlanta. You remember Matt Ryan that day?
did you see that? He's like, I think he's better than Wentz.
He don't remember half our faces because his face was on the ground most of the game. So.
I know. That's what I think is gonna happen again.
He's better than Wentz, but let's be real. That's Matt Ryan is over the hill, bro. Like he's not somebody that I'm gonna sit there and be like, oh my god, the Colts are the team I'm worried about. I'm not that's not the team that I'm gonna sit here and be worried over.
But if you're talking about three quality opponents in a row.
17-0, bro. We good.
Okay.
Vince, you're losing one of those three guys. You got to lose one.
Put him in the bathroom, yo. Put him in the bathroom, man. Vince, you're going to have to go in the bathroom real quick because that's not the energy we bring into that.
You go third day.
Now,
it's possible. It's possible, man, for sure.
We got Feasted with Pete saying Matt Ryan might beat the Birds.
I don't think so.
Adam Michael Gibbs is Pittman, and Pierce could be a great young wide receiver combo in Indy.
Took Jalen Tolbert, but yeah, it's possible.
And Todd says he has love for Wentz, but Matt Ryan is above.
Todd holding it down.
You guys are big into the college recruits and all that. I know you guys do all that. Yeah. Do you guys know what's 2 hours away from Indy? Notre Dame's playing Boston College that Saturday. So while we're out in Indy, we're going to go to Notre Dame, go to the Holy War, Notre Dame versus Boston College, and then Sunday go to the game, the Birds game. So that, for us, that's awesome. Probably number two after Arizona. We think that one's going to be pretty big.
Yeah, that's great.
Look at this.
Oh, my God. That's
Wow.
It's kind of sexy right there. That's kind of sexy.
Yo, look at that. Shout out to your wife for locking this in, bro. Yes, that's incredible, man.
Look at that little gazebo where someone could get married down there.
For all y'all tuning in right now, if you haven't started one now, start it as of today. OnlyFans, they're still taking people. You know what I mean? Start your OnlyFans account in order for this thing to
pop up. My son plugging OnlyFans. I thought you was going to say something serious.
I'm just saying, though. I'm trying to help people out.
I thought you were going to plug for us, but that's fine.
Whatever. I mean, listen, what do I got to plug? It's right there, man. Like, come on, man.
If you haven't started yet, start shaking your ass on the internet.
I'm trying to push people to OnlyFans.com to make this trip, man. You know what I mean? Because at the end of it all, it's going to benefit.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, this is a kid show. There's some random father right now, like earmuffs. Earmuffs.
I'm not the one that explains to the kid what OnlyFans is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he ain't explain exactly what it is.
You know what I mean?
Only NFL fans.
Don't do that to the children. Because then you go get kids going to the damn thing. And they go Gail told me it was only NFL fans.
Moving right along. But anyways. Talk about out of that three, Green Bay, the Titans. I think, but this is a Green Bay team without Devontae Adams.
I'm not worried about Green Bay, dog. Like,
you got to be worried about. You got to be worried about one
team. Green Bay is beatable. Green Bay is beatable.
Yeah, absolutely beatable. Absolutely beatable.
That's a dub.
That's a win, bro. Chalk that up.
Let's Vince, go. What you got? Loss.
That's a loss on this. Yo, Vince.
Brian.
Vince. A win.
Vince.
12-5, guys. I gotta stick with my gun. All right,
I respect that. You stand in my business. I respect it.
We have the Titans on December 4th.
That'll be a
1 p.m. This is also a home game. Talking about the run defense that we solidified.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to run through a brick wall?
If there's anybody that could do it, it's Derrick Henry. So that'll be interesting.
I gotta say I'm looking forward to this game because you know what I mean I'm a Derrick Henry fan, so seeing him in person, seeing him play, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm.
Yo, didn't Aaron Rodgers have his face mask halfway off his head the last time we seen him? Like, come on, man. He's 46 years old right now.
37 in the Tybo class.
Yeah.
Let's move right along to the schedule here. I'm saying that Titans win this W. If you notice, all mine are going to be W's. But New York Giants.
It's a dub.
This is December 11th, 1 p.m. up in New York.
It's a dub.
How are we feeling about the Giants?
It's from Jersey, technically, but that's a dub.
Come on, man, stop.
Trash.
Wins.
They are in Jersey.
Hey, we're looking for some.
I know they ain't Jersey, man. We don't affiliate with them. With me, like, relax.
We're looking for some real hard-hitting analysis here. Besides,
did you see the lawsuit today?
Trash.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. Lawsuit? Yeah, they posted a lawsuit that they got to go ahead and drop the New York name, and that be called New Jersey.
Are you serious? Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. They're in New Jersey.
I'll sign that. I'll sign that.
I'll sign it too. But then at the end of the day, it's like buck my life, man, because now I got to hear them be called New Jersey. Like, no, I'm not representing the Giants. Let's know that.
I used to live 10 minutes from that stadium, so if it turned, like, think about all the Giant fans that have to get new
gear.
Jersey gear.
Yeah, like, yo, bro, this is crazy. Like, the NFL is just
most of them
around.
Are in New Jersey,
and they can't play. They always like to play that New York song.
Yo, listen, from here on, Alicia Keys, North Jersey. All right, keep that.
Well,
North Jersey
is the popping part of Jersey. So.
You can't play that New York song.
But look, you know what I mean? That they got the whack teams up there.
I said I don't want nothing to do with this.
That's a dub. Moving right along to Chicago. You know, Justin talking Fields, about baby. Chicago is another man. Trip that could be exciting for Vince.
This is one I'm checking off on the list, man. I've always wanted to go to Chicago.
Nice.
I'm definitely looking to go in Chi-Town and checking this game out, man. I know it's going to be in the coldest part of the year. That's all good, but you know, maybe I think we could still go ahead and make something happen and get the best out of this trip. I'm liking Chicago. I definitely got that one checked off on my list.
Chicago is by far one of our favorite cities. This will be our fourth time doing a trip out there. Nice. We've been out there for Wrigley Field and all that, but first time at Soldier Field. We actually did a trip to Chicago a few years ago and then bussed to Green Bay for the Thursday night
game.
Nice. In my opinion, it was Wentz's best game of his Eagle career, probably ever, beating Aaron Rodgers at home. But just the city's amazing. It doesn't matter that it's December prime. We'll be going out. We know all the spots. We'll be hanging out. And we got a great tailgate. Chicago is a win as well. I mean, it's going to be a whole day.
It's drivable, too. Drivable.
Yeah, it's definitely drivable. So one of these things about me taking these trips is that, like, I'm a movie person. I love watching a lot of shows. A lot of shows that I watch is based off out of Chicago. So that's one of the other reasons why I would love to go to Chicago. Just to, like, you know, see, like, where Chicago PD is at, Power, you know, Tommy's
the Chicago PD. But
I'm just saying, like, I love those shows. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you were halfway there. Chicago PD, you know what I mean? The Tommy series. Then you got, you know, other shows that I just love watching. Yeah, I mean, so I'm looking forward to taking this.
See, Adam right here speaks my language. I have to try the deep dish pizza because people keep talking all that smack. And working in New York City, they like to think they have the best pizza. So this is going to be interesting. I heard there's too much dough. I don't know.
I ain't nothing wrong with dough.
Email Noddy is a good spot.
Todd says he feels you. I like Ozark was Chicago.
Ozark was in Chicago. Couple of scenes. Yep.
Okay.
The hotel that we stayed at in the past, on the rooftop, like the suite area, was where they filmed one of the scenes from The Dark Knight. So you got the whole Batman thing.
That too.
Obviously,
Chicago is
obviously
Chicago's gonna be popping.
Obviously, Vince has been doing his homework. He's got some other
Vince ain't going back to a suit and tie, bro. Vince ain't playing around with him.
Vince, I got some trivia for you, Vince. Name the Chicago running back that I am named after that played for the Chicago Bears.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Come from? I don't think any of us know.
Gale Sayers?
Come on. You didn't know that, Prime?
No.
Are y'all serious right now? Y'all know who Gale Sayers is, though.
I didn't even.
All right. So
you're telling your dad named you after that?
Yes.
Gale?
You didn't know this?
Yeah, Gale Sayers.
How you know me for how long you didn't know this?
I don't feel as bad.
God,
give me a redemption later. I want another question.
Ain't no redemption. I'm about to take this one sideways, but you know what? I'm gonna leave this one alone. All right.
I'm about to end the show here. I was like, Prime, how do you not know that?
Wait till I meet Mr. Saunders. I'm gonna be like, OG, let's keep it 100 here. You know you didn't name your son after that.
Imagine being a kid and being like, why am I Eagles fan? You named me after Bears fan, a Bears player. And I'm like, why did you do this? And then the Bears win the Super Bowl. And I'm like, oh, maybe I can root for the Bears because I'm a little kid. I'm like, maybe I'll root for the Bears. And he's like, nah, you're an Eagles fan. I'm like, then why you name me after a Bears running back? But anyway, he's in the Hall of Fame. So
yeah, he is.
Speaking of Bears running back, well, former Bears running back, did y'all see tough Tariq Cohen's injury?
Yeah, Achilles.
You heard it pop on camera.
Really?
I didn't even bother to watch the video. Nah, I just saw the timeline that he got hurt. Shout outs to him, man. I hope that he's minding his mental health. I hope that people around him are really looking at him as more than just a football player, but as a human being, because that dude has been through a lot. And like, I saw somebody say it'll be close to 3 years if he is able to come back, since he actually played like a live football game. That's a long time, right? That's a long time to be away from the thing that you love the most. So I'm just hoping for him that he's in a good mental health space, and you know, he has things outside of football that he can engage himself in.
Yeah, that was a rough scene out there. Rough scene. But the homework assignment.
I was named after T-shirt.
Todd, that's what's up.
There you go. That's legit. Yeah, Brian, Adam is giving everyone a homework assignment, especially you dudes. Brian's never song. Have it. You guys seen? Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey, Prime, I know you're a big movie guy, right?
Yeah.
Go watch Brian's song.
I've seen Brian's song, man.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It's facts.
Okay. I remember I watched Brian's song when I was a kid. I was like, oh, this is the dude I'm named after. Then I was a little kid start crying. I was like, I'm in a weird place right now. But moving right along, we have the Dallas Cowboys. This game right here, Christmas Eve in Dallas, 4:25. Yeah. I feel like this game, there's a lot in play here because we have Christmas the next day, and what other day you observe if you open presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas, one of these days could get fucked up. So there's a lot riding on the Eagles that day. How are you guys feeling about this game right here?
One of the Cowboys games for me in all reality is an L. Like, that's one of the ones that I chalked up. I don't think that we beat the Cowboys twice. So if it's not that early one, this later one, yeah, 17-0. I wasn't serious. One of these is an L. The Cowboys are a good football team. So
stand your goddamn ground, man. It's not
Christmas Eve. Nah, come on. Because if people don't see on the dollar, you're 17-0. What happened?
Man, what happened to
that? Nah, Vince already ruined it, man. He got 8 losses because of Vince right now. So I might as well be realistic now.
Guys, the only thing I'm trying to figure out is how I can go to this game and not get a divorce.
Man, listen.
I mean,
don't risk it, man.
As soon as the schedule came out, I texted the wife. I'm like, yo, how you feel about opening up presents in Dallas? She laughed at me with a devil smile. I was like, never mind.
Yeah, don't even do it.
This is the game on my schedule that I know that I'm on, you know, out of all these games that we attend, like, it's very hard for me. Like, I'm missing Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be for me a tough one to swing.
Sure.
So, but the present that I'm hoping to get is that W on that
W will be beautiful.
But I do feel Mal's point of view on it. It could, we could split. Coming down to the very end of the calendar here. We got the New Orleans Saints, new look with Jameis Winston entrenched as their starter. They've got some wide receivers, some weapons they've added. Jarvis Landry. We got Slant Boy, and we got the Honey Badger, and we have Chris Olave in the building. Yeah. How are we feeling about that Saints game on January? This is, again, the Eagles hold Christmas and the New Year's in jeopardy. Because you don't want to start off catching an L in 2023. But January 1st, the Saints, who do you guys got?
I think that's Hurts' last game of the season. I think they win that game, and then they clinch the division. And I think we win, and that's it.
Positive.
I like it.
It depends on what Jameis shows up. Is it the one eating W's or is the one that started off 5-1 last year? Like, you know, Jameis Winston was playing really well early for the Saints. They added weapons. They, you know, wasn't such a huge coaching change. They promoted somebody already on the team. Won't be a ton of a change. So for me, it really depends on what Jameis shows up. But I like what Vince said in regards to sitting Jalen Hurts, you know, that's week 16. That means I locked in my fantasy championship again. And so, yeah, sit him, baby. You know, I'm winning chips. I'm winning money, you know.
I like how you slid that in there.
I'm winning that.
Now, Blue Meanie says the Cowboys consumed more empty calories than I did last season. Adam Michael Gibbs says, hey, just saying, Jalen has two dubs versus the Saints.
Yo. Last year's game,
very, very,
holy moly, that move he put on the defensive tackle.
I think his ankles are still laying at the Lincoln Financial Field. Paul from London Town says the Saints will aim to beat all five Birds teams in one season, which no team has ever accomplished.
Yo, shouts out to Paul for the like weird stat. Statistic. That's a dope stat, man. Right there. Like, where you pull that one out from? He worked for PFF or something, bro.
Wow. Paul's no joke here.
Paul. Yo, I see you, Paul. Shouts out to Paul for that.
Now, closing out the season, this is closing out the Super Bowl regular season on the way to the number one seed here. The New York Giants at home. I feel like this is – what? Oh, because we're sitting players?
It's a Carson Strong game right here, bro.
Do you remember week 17 about the Super Bowl year? We lost to Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then won the Super Bowl. I think it's the same kind of thing.
We lose to the Giants. I'm okay with that, but you know what? It's a given. Not that you beat us. We just gave it to y'all.
Yeah, I mean, they locked in. Like Vince said, they won the division. We locked in the number one seed. We got nothing to lose. You know what I mean? Sit the fellas. I got a 16-1. You feel me?
He put his foot back down. God damn it!
I'm standing on business.
I did the bird, the podcast with Barchard and Vince Quinn last week, and I told him, I said, "Yo, my predictions look crazy because I don't like putting out the negative energy early in the season. Obviously, I think the team's gonna. I think very highly of this team right now. I feel like they can make some noise." I do feel like they can make some noise. I just need to see it in reality. But I thought we did a good job. I think, Vince coming in, the DH right off the, right out of his dugout, slid right in, did a great job. I mean, what's the wildest prediction for some of these for the schedule right now? Like one thing that you might say that might give some eye emojis.
You talking to me, huh? Putting me on the spot here.
We could do anyone you will.
Yeah. I think the Steelers is a loss. I just think that's like the game that everyone thinks we're gonna win.
And the trap game.
That's my prediction. And then my other prediction is 12-4 on New Year's Day. And then let's go on a run.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it. My prediction, Jalen Hurts puts up 500 total yards of offense versus the Packers by himself. Wow. And he absolutely kicks Aaron Rodgers' face mask in. And then, 16-1, we stand on business. I caved a little bit because I was at 17-0. And then I was like, let's be real. We can't beat the Cowboys twice. I don't see that shit happening. So 16-1. But all jokes aside, folks, tap in with Vince, man. He came on here. He showed love. He spoke about the importance of this business, right? Like, you're not dealing with a corporation. You're dealing with a family-run business, a person that put it all on the line to live his dream and also provide you with great entertainment and value, right? What more could you ask for? What more could you ask for than a person that loves the game that you love, the players that you love, the sports that you love, and is also setting you up with outstanding endeavors to different cities around the country? Look at that. Come on, bro. His wife locked that in. Show his wife some love, bro. Show up. Like Prom said, at OnlyFans, if you got to do some bit currency, if you got to get your little NFT scam going, listen, do what you got to do. Get the
go
money.
Go paint your toes, whatever you got to do, man.
Pull up, bro. Pull up, bro. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, there's gonna be so many different trips that you can just tap into. Check out the information is below. Vince, any last words that you want to speak on the trips.
Just wanted to talk about what Mal said about the season. I really liked when you talked about how maybe Carson is not the starter by the time he plays in Philly. So that's my last announcement to everyone here listening. Join us in Washington week 3. It might be your only chance to see Carson Wentz against the Eagles. And thanks for all the love, guys. Fourth and John, partnering with you guys, I think is one of the best things we've ever done. And love you guys. See you guys on the road. See you guys at the tailgate.
Absolutely, man. The collaboration is going to be real this upcoming season, man. I mean, like we said earlier, man, definitely come in and check out one of the away trips on the Philly sports trips. Vince and his team really knows how to hold it down. And the, you know, they definitely show mad love and they make you feel at home. They appreciate the fact that, you know, I mean, everybody that contributes and, you know, Fourth and John collaborating with you this year. I mean, I think it's some big things coming our way, you know what I mean, especially for that Arizona trip. I mean, shout out to your wife, man. I mean, I'm really excited just seeing some of these pictures. It's going to be a hell of a time. I'm probably being a little kid again all over again.
Hell yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, man. I really
Absolutely.
Am. Nah, but I mean, if you guys get a chance, go check out Philly Sports Trip. You know what I mean? They pretty much break down everything in detail. They make everything possible. You know what I mean? Speak to the man. You see the man right here. He'll do whatever he got to do to go ahead and make sure that, you know what I mean, you're taken care of.
You can email him, hit him in the DMs, do whatever. I think it's going to be a great time this year. I'm looking for some big things, especially when the winds start rolling in.
Oh, man.
Everyone, the juice is going to start flowing. Everybody's going to be feeling good. Something before we close out, something that also can make you feel good, giving back to the community. This Saturday will be the Eagles Autism Challenge. We're going to be out there, you know, the Fourth and John team is out. We're out here raising money so far. Good news, just a couple minutes ago, I hit my goal. So, you know, we're trying to hit that goal. I think our group, Fourth and John, is for 1,200 for our group, I think. Yeah. No, 1,300?
1,300, 14?
1,300 is our goal. So I did my part.
I did my part. You guys be at the run with the walk run in the morning on Saturday?
My fat ass is going to be walking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be there with my 2-year-old and the stroller, and I'm actually going to take her. So I'll be passing you with the stroller. Nice. I'll be that guy.
That's what's up,
though. Oh, you're running. You're that dude.
I don't know. I'll do a little jog, and who knows? Yeah. We'll see.
Hey, man, I said, man, if you want to go to a great event, there's you can link up and meet the whole team, the whole squad. It's a great cause. You could talk to Kelsey about drinking beer, whatever you want. It's a great opportunity to meet the whole team. They're all just ready to meet the fans and have a good time. So it should be a really great time. Friday night, I know there is going to be a kickoff party.
Yeah.
So we will be attending that as well. But if you see us down there, roll on up and talk some Eagles football. But any other last things before we get out of here? Anyone?
No,
I
just
got one more.
Go ahead, Vin.
Go ahead. Go
ahead. No, you go.
One important thing that I didn't bring up. I'm a true believer that the fans impact the game. And I've seen it time after time, and you guys have seen it too. When the Eagles fans travel and they're in the stadium, they're loud and they affect the other team. And you saw in 2020 when fans couldn't travel, the Eagles could not win a game on the road. I truly believe this year the fans got to show up. We got to be behind Hurts, and we got to help this team when we can. I think you're going to see this defense feed off our energy, and let's make an impact, because I think I really truly believe that this fan base does that better than any fan base in the NFL.
Yeah, man. And they hate us, right? And so, like, what better than to show up deep to enemy territory, hold it down, outsell LA people, man. Let's outsell their home fans, because they don't really care, right? Like, a lot of these other teams, they fashionable, they trendy, but they not in it to win it. Like, we in the trenches for real, man. So, like Vince said, support, you know, get out there to Philly sports trips. Pull up on all these cities. You get a chance to not only go to a game. He's talking about busing you to college football games. He got all the hookups for the food.
Yeah, he makes U-turns, man. Bro. He makes U-turns.
Listen, man, it's a whole endeavor, bro. Like, that's beautiful. So, yeah, pull up. Be loud. Be rambunctious. Be respectful, right? Because that's the other piece. Don't go to some other city and get your ass kicked trying to be tough. Just because you're from Philly, there's some other tough cities out here in this country, too. be respectful, but have some fun, man. Like, life is way too short for us to not experience joy. And so, like Prom said, be a little kid. We adults, we got responsibilities and all that shit. Hey, man, for a weekend, live your best damn life and make memories that you'll never forget, bro.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I don't know if I can follow it off to that. After
nah,
that.
Man, ain't nothing, you know what I mean? But just keep on supporting 4th of John. Make sure you guys hit us up. You know, tag us up on YouTube, follow us on Facebook, on the Twitter, on the, what is that other damn thing called?
Instagram?
No, not the Instagram, the whatever this,
I forgot. Oh, Twitch?
Twitch, there you go. There you go. I'm catching Twitch. Up, bro. But again, also follow Philly Sports Trip. Once again, you know what I mean? Yes, go get all that information you need off their website. And, you know, we got this Eagles Autism, man. I'm personally looking forward to it. You know what I mean? Again, something closer to being next to the organization, being able to see the players live that day. You know, definitely go ahead and shoot the shit with them. Talking that shit with some of these rookies. I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, you know, I mean, busting our ass doing this 5K walk because I'm walking too. I'm right along with Gail. I ain't running. So, you know what I mean? I got a game the next day too. You know what I mean? So I got to keep these legs fresh. You know?
Yeah. Yo, did you get that cadaver procedure for your knee, bro? You got that? You got the cadaver for your knee on your bone on bone yet, Prom?
Nah, man.
No, you ain't doing that?
I'm bone on bone over there.
Yeah. Man, Gail, y'all gotta get the. You know that they got dead knees that they giving away now.
Hey, Vince, get online. You got any Philly dead knees to give away?
You got to take it to the morgue. You got a knee. You got a morgue. You got a knee. Period. I can find somewhere.
I apologize. I'll be taking this off track, yo.
Yeah.
I apologize.
This is what we do, though, man.
I'd be in bed, and my knee shifts. I'd be like, yo, can someone help me? Help me!
That's fighting for his life in bed and shit.
Yeah,
go get you a dead knee, bro. They got him in the morgue.
But shout out to
two for one special.
Shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn. I know you're working hard out there.
Oh yeah, make that money, man.
Make that money. But we'll see.
Hearn snitching on somebody in his neighborhood right now. He's looking out the window.
Probably
double parked, trying to deliver some Uber Eats. He on the phone right now. But you know what you eating, Crunchy Bear. We know what you up to. You just ain't show up today, Hearn.
Bro. For me, the guys, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.